Hey everyone, welcome to the second episode of the podcast. We have a new name, thanks Aiden. Aiden is one of my good friends. Had a new name suggestion and I thought it was brilliant, so we're going with Walk It Like I Talk It. All about the Migos too, so yeah. So we're on something new right now. Anyway, I want to chat about the World Cup a little bit. Right now, everybody just engrossed by that. You know, we have our favorite teams, players, or we just jumping as a bandwagon to somebody's good fortune for this tournament. You know, so we all have a stake in this. And what's interesting though is the way we consume in the coverage for the World Cup has changed dramatically from the last 4 years. So now instead of having television coverage, we now have the apps and you could stream online on better quality content, as well as having, you know, information accessible from social media and different web-based applications. And I wanted to address the B-Mobile Tigo World Cup app, which I think was a step forward for technology in Trinidad, but the way it was done was a step backward for B-Mobile. And I just want to give you an insight why B-Mobile fucked this up. So I felt that B-Mobile tried to cash in too early, and they should have made the app available for free. Instead of charging $100 for an activation code to non-B-Mobile users and those postpaid users on the smaller packages, as well as the prepaid top-up customers who offer a smaller value as well. I think that B-Mobile made the cardinal sin of choosing money over attention. And in a digital game, attention is much more valuable than money. And my reasoning for this is because you need to have an audience to market to. And by giving away the app for free, B-Mobile would have gotten maybe at least 500,000, 600,000, or 700,000 downloads. And they would have had the ability to scale as time goes on. And the $100 acted as a deterrent to most people. The fact of the matter is, we don't pay for apps. Just look at your phone. I'm pretty sure you're going to find zero apps you paid for. I mean, on my phone right now, we have none. And the only app I think I'll pay for is one where somebody give me something for free, I'll try it and then I'll pay. Example, Apple Music. I'll try it for 3 months for free, and if I like it, I'll use it. And this is the template B-Mobile should have used instead of going for a $100 activation fee. Made no sense. I mean, they should have focused on building the audience, getting the app downloaded, and from there trying to monetize in the long term. But this is something that is very common with most businesses. They try to make money from the onset and they don't understand the value of attention. They don't understand the value of the audience. And they are always looking for a short-term profit, which is not really the best module in this time and this era. I mean, think about it. We live in the Caribbean and technology is always slow to adapt. So imagine you want to use this app. So you'd have this concern about, is it good? What kind of quality we gain? We know the reputation of TSTT and B-Mobile over the years. So, you know, you'd be very apprehensive to spend $100 to get something that you have no idea how it's going to be in terms of quality and the type of service. And if you'll be getting value for money. So they should have been making this app available for free because they would have lower expectations. Because when you pay for something, you expect a certain level of service. And if this app was free, people would have felt, well, all right, it's free. We don't have any problem if they trip on the trip over themselves with this one, or they needed to fix certain things along the way. And I felt that they missed an opportunity here to really connect with people more, give some value to the customer before transacting a sale. And at the end of the day, I think this is going to impact them in the long run, because they open up themselves to some serious competition now. So imagine if this app was free, you might have 500,000-700,000 downloads. But by choosing to have a $100 activation code, it would have deterred a lot of people from downloading the app. And I think this is where they missed the trick, because they could have had a monopoly on the market and put a big, big distance between them and their nearest competitor. Now, if I were a tech company or Digicel, I would have come in with a app now, provided for free. Take all the subscribers that B-Mobile just had for this World Cup here, and essentially start monetizing in the long term. So I don't know anybody who would choose to pay $100 over free. So that would be the first thing I'd do to undercut them. And then I'd find smarter ways to monetize. So for example, during a halftime break, I'd run an ad. Or I'd have less intrusive advertising during like intervals. Or if you have a preference for no advertising, I'd charge somebody like, all right, you know what, pay us 5 TT. And you know, you wouldn't have to see any ads or hear any ads, and you go from there. To have much smarter and less intrusive ways to monetize applications now, as opposed to a fee, which most people realize is not really the ideal way to go. The fee should have come later on, to be honest. At the end of the day, just take my advice. Don't try to cash in too early. I'm not too sure why businesses focus this hard on short-term gains. One at the end of the day, if you're a BL patient and you add more value to your consumer base, you'd be rewarded much more with the long-term purchases and the subscribers, and you'd just enjoy a lot more success by looking at the long-term benefits instead of the short-term benefits. So if you ever decide to sell a product, you know, or market something, think about the long term, not the short term. It's really the best thing to do, and just give value. And on that note, I just let you guys know, I'm rooting hard for England as usual in this World Cup. I hope Harry Kane destroys a lot of dreams. I want to see Brazil suffer. I've seen Germany suffer a little bit, so that's kind of cool. And I definitely want to see Spain suffer. And that's happening for me, so that's kind of decent. Not to be a hater or anything like that. But glad to see England doing well. You know, hopefully Jesse Lingard could stop being Jesse Lingard and actually score some goals and finish a little bit. That'd be nice. And, you know, I hope your team a great deal of success. But if you come up against England, I hope you lose. So, you know, just enjoy the World Cup. Getting to see Ronaldo play. Pretty decent. I figure I'll jump in the GOAT conversation and say, I'll grow my goatee too. I think he's doing something special. And, you know, I don't really have any predictions for a winner. It's so weird, this World Cup. Just going haywire all over the place. But I'm enjoying this stuff. Good, some in defensive games. But, yeah, that's my 2 cents, really. I just hope to see more goals come up. Some more Ronaldo moments. Definitely want to see Harry Kane poison some people with that attacking skills of his, and hopefully Messi comes good. So I hope you guys enjoy the second podcast, and tune in for the third one coming soon. All right, guys, bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.